I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1943. That was the day the United Packing House Workers of America was chartered under the CIO. The new union was the result of the CIO's Packing House Workers Organizing Committee. Started in 1937, the Organizing Committee was an effort to build a union that broke down barriers between race and crafts in the meat packing industry. Chicago was at the heart of this effort. Workers in the meatpacking industry faced grueling, often unsafe working conditions. The stockyards in Chicago had seen the failure of two major strikes. The first was in 1904, the second in 1921. Racial and ethnic divisions had plagued both of those strikes. The organizing committee made inclusion the heart of its efforts. It also reached out into the communities. This broad approach to organizing that has come to be known as social unionism. This approach recognizes that workers face issues that go far beyond the shop floor. The efforts paid off with the founding of the new union, with its headquarters located in Chicago. They won a major strike in 1946. The union became one of the most progressive in the nation. The United Packing House Workers of America was one of the earliest unions to back the fledgling civil rights movement. Union leaders supported Dr. Martin Luther King and the Montgomery bus boycott. In 1956, they invited Dr. King to Chicago to share what was happening in Alabama. One of the organizers of the United Packing House Workers of America was a man named Les O'Rear. Les went on to live to be 103 years old. He was one of the founders of the Illinois Labor History Society, which helps bring you these Labor History in Two segments. Labor History in Two brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.